Today, more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world, and with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
The National Day of Prayer mobilizes unified public prayer for America. I've been asked, and after prayer and really sensing the call of God, I accepted that call. That while I remain as a senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas, I will also function as the president of the National Day of Prayer, which is tasked with the responsibility to mobilize unified public prayer for America. Now think about the magnitude of that vision, the magnitude of mobilizing millions of people toward unified. That's a powerful word. America's in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. America's greatest need today is the next great move of God. We are in desperate condition. We are in an urgent hour. Turmoil and division is evident in our nation. With all of the violence today, the speech that is so derogatory and negative, and the tension that is so apparent, it's breaking all of our hearts and the lives that are being lost, affected, and destroyed. And all that's happening on the inside. That doesn't even count what's happening on the outside as security threats are facing our nation every day and every minute of every day. And it's just apparent we must come together and talk to God about where we are. I'm so reminded of Jehoshaphat in the recent days when he was surrounded by all of the enemies and nothing seemed like victory could ever occur. One of the men with him felt the Spirit of the Lord gave him a word, and the word was, when we do not know what to do, our eyes are on you. Stand you still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the battle is not yours, it's not ours, but it's God's. That's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, we need to call upon God. And the way we call upon God is prayer. As I function as the president of the National Day of Prayer, this is not about me and it's not about a platform for me. This is our platform, all of us, whether we're in the business world, the educational world, sports, entertainment, ministry. This is all of our platform that God has given us for one day a year, the first Thursday of every May of each year, which is the law of the land, that we have an opportunity to have a day that's known as the National Day of Prayer. Let me tell you the story. In 1988, can you imagine this? Both houses of Congress, the Senate and the House, recommended to the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, that we amend a law that was signed into order in 1952 by President Truman that a National Day of Prayer should exist in America. And what happened in 1988, almost 30 years ago, Congress said, let's make it the same day every year, which is the first Thursday of every May in the calendar. And let's call it the National Day of Prayer, a time for all expressions of faith to talk to God about our country. Well, at the National Day of Prayer Task Force, we function as the Christian expression of that. Centered on Jesus Christ, we call people all across this nation to prayer. What an amazing experience that happened last year. 30,000 gatherings, according to the website, which is nationaldayofprayer.org. 40,000 volunteers pulled off all of those observances across the nation, and some estimated 2 million people in attendance. It happened in all kinds of places. It happened in schools and businesses and churches and homes and county courthouses, on the steps of city halls, in state capitals, and even the nation's capital. Even the Hallmark calendars represent that day on their calendar. In fact, it was even experienced in some 80 countries of the world. When I was asked to become the president and the leader, I thought about the great legacy of this ministry. It began when Bonnet Bright became the chairman of what became known as the National Day of Prayer Task Force, which came out of a group called the National Prayer Committee, that when Reagan signed that into order, they knew that they needed a Christian expression. And Miss Bonnet, who is now with the Lord, the wife of the great Bill Bright, who was the founder and the leader of Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now CRU, she led the effort. And then she handed it off after a couple of years to Shirley Dobson, the wife of Dr. James Dobson, who founded Focus on the Family and is now at Family Talk. And Shirley Dobson led it for 25 years. And when Shirley retired, she called upon her friend, Ann Graham Lotz, another great woman of God, great teacher of the Word. And she carried the banner in this time of transition with the National Day of Prayer, provided leadership, especially for the Washington Division and all the surrounding, and did all kinds of stuff on the national scene to try to forward the vision. And obviously God used it in a great way, which we're very grateful for, all three of those women and all of those who helped them through the years, all because the National Day of Prayer really wants to engage churches in a brand new level, denominations in a much increased level from all walks of life, as well as just really trying to do everything we can to forward the movement of prayer. They really believe that God wanted me to do it, and I got before the Lord, and the Lord really impressed me again and again and again. In fact, I've written it all out in my prayer journal, and I really sensed that God confirmed it again and again and again, that He really wanted me to do this. And I knew when I finished being president of the Southern Baptist Convention, while certain things came my way, I just pushed pause, and I just knew that God wanted me to do something in this country. I didn't know what it was, but I waited for over a year, and it's humbling. It's overwhelming. I need your help. I need you to do everything you can right now to circle your calendar. In fact, you don't have to circle your calendar, because most of you that listen to this, you have a digital calendar. Get your device out right now and look to the first Thursday of May 2018. So May 3rd, 2018, we need you to do some kind of prayer experience somewhere across America. We need you to participate in one or lead one. We need you to do everything you can to come alongside. Never before has the need been greater. The National Day of Prayer that we are forwarding will be biblically based. It'll be centered in Jesus. It'll be Spirit empowered. So we operate and we believe that God wants every person in the world to come to Christ. And so our ultimate goal is that prayer would become the very power, the very engine that moves the gospel to the ends of the earth. And that's the same kind of historically experienced awakenings that happened, that shaped the heritage of our nation. As we began to strategically plan and strongly support and implement the needed structures and systems and processes, and calling the staff members to help us mobilize even millions of more people to pray for America, we need your help. We need your help to pray for us. We need your help to come alongside of us. I need you to really get in tune. Go on the website of nationaldayofprayer.org and begin to receive the newsletters that come out periodically, because it's so important that you stay engaged with us. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram @Ronnie Floyd, and do everything you can to forward the movement of prayer. You see, the National Day of Prayer to me is much more than about a day. It's about a movement. God wants to create, and He is creating, a fresh movement of prayer in our country. Never before have I seen prayer happening like we're having it today around the country. But while I'm encouraged by so much, I'm seeing a lack of prayer in so many other places. You see, the National Day of Prayer must become a movement of prayer where we can begin to have a rhythm of prayer in this country. Listen, our nation needs a great awakening. You've heard me say this before, but I'm telling you today, I know it more than ever before. We need a great awakening. And the Church of Jesus needs to come alive. It needs to be revived. And America needs a spiritual awakening. Pockets of America where thousands and thousands of people begin to come to Christ, where even countless thousands come to Christ. In the revival of 1857 and 58, out of 30 million Americans, that great prayer revival resulted in over 1 million Americans coming to Christ in that two-year period of time. Could you imagine what it would be like today that if 1/30th of the entire United States would come to Christ in a matter of 2 years? That would change culture. That would change business. That would change sports. That would change entertainment. That would absolutely ignite the Church of Jesus Christ in this country. That's what God does when He gets involved. But let me tell you what I really believe about prayer is that the National Day of Prayer must become a multi-church, multi-denominational, multi-ministry, multi-generational, multi-ethnic, and multilingual movement of prayer for America. Listen, we have to understand this is bigger than us. This is a kingdom vision. This is about forwarding the kingdom of God, the kind of kingdom where we're building partnerships with one another. We're believing in one another. We're not tearing one another down. We're not putting each other down. Sure, we have our differences in doctrinal beliefs. I understand that. But listen carefully. What we have to understand is that we're not asking anybody to go start a church together. We're asking people to come together to pray for our country, just like we ask our people to come together to fight for the rights of the unborn child and to save human life and hold dignity high in our nation. That's why we stand so strongly against movements like white supremacy, and we stand strongly against anything that would ever put anyone down regarding the color of their skin or their background or their culture. You see, we have got to understand America's changing. Before we ever hit 2050, some say around 2043 in this country, we're going to become a nation that will no longer have a majority in color. This country would be totally different. And what we must understand and we must get is that we need to represent our nation. And we need to understand that we must have churches, and the church itself must be multi-generational, multi-ethnic, multilingual. And this is so much the heart of Jesus Christ, I really, really believe. In the National Day of Prayer, we've got to engage with the digital world via relevant and robust channels. You see, we really need in the country to become a leading provider of resources for helping people pray for this nation, helping ministries pray, churches pray. We need to resource people and prayer movements with video and audio and written forms of communication. We need to do everything we can to inform, equip, and mobilize people to unified public prayer for our country. And so I want to urge you today, would you begin to do that with us? It's not simply something that you need to wait until May the 3rd. May the 3rd's target day. Between now and then, we work hard to get to that time and that day. Would you pray with us? We want you to know. I want you to know. I can't do this without you. I mean, I really need your help. I need you to pray for us. Will you pray for us? I need you to help me accomplish this grand vision. This is not about anybody other than Jesus getting the glory. This is about each one of us, though, leveraging our influence to gather people toward the need to pray for our nation today, but also on the National Day of Prayer, May the 3rd, 2018. And while we have a staff team that is there right now, the National Office of the National Day of Prayer, listen, we need more staff team. We need a staff team that is larger in number. We need a staff team that all work together for the glory of God. And quite honestly, none of that can happen without greater resources. And we have got to pray, and I need you to pray. I need you to come alongside even of us financially if the Lord would lead you. But I'm telling you, we need help. I'm so thankful for every past and present financial donor to this ministry who's standing with us and has stood with us, but we need new donors as well to come alongside of this ministry. We need to develop people to believe in this vision about the importance of mobilizing unified public prayer for America and doing everything we can to help churches and to help denominations once again understand what Acts 4:31 says. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God in boldness. That's what needs to happen again. We need prayer to return to the church, and we need prayer to return in a greater way to our nation. And thank God that the National Day of Prayer, once a year, and we hope becomes even more than once a year, begins to really understand and really to mobilize and move people toward a movement of prayer. So I just want to encourage you to go to nationaldayofprayer.org. Do what you can. Pray for us. Encourage us. Give to the ministry along the way. What a great opportunity to make a difference. You know, oftentimes people wonder, is it possible? Well, I tell you what, that's a great question. I told someone just moments ago, I have no problem believing that God can do anything, anytime, anywhere with anyone because I have a big God. I have no problem believing that God can do more in a moment than I can ever do in a lifetime because I have a big God. And today, I don't know what you're facing in your life, but I hope you will remember how big God is and you will believe that God is able. Because I believe that nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. Let the Lord use you in your life today. Make a difference. Stop where you are today somewhere and pray for someone else. Encourage someone else. And when you do that, whether it's around the dinner table or a lunch gathering, a breakfast time, or over a casual cup of coffee, always remember, pray for your country. Our country has never been in a greater need for unified public prayer for America. Pray for us, and we will pray for you.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.